For 10 years, and Yahya bin Khalid is envy new of Prince Abdullah because of the great position Amirul Mu'mineen Harun al-Rashid has given you.
I know what he is doing. May Allah guide him. Since Amirul Mu'mineen has appointed me to be the ruler of Armenia, and Yahya is not happy with me.
I remember, before this position, he used to be very good friends.
Yes. May Allah remove that hatred from his heart and guide him.
I don't know what to cook. We have nothing in our home, Noman. Do something.
What must I do? Since the crook confiscated my goods, and I can't stand again. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help me. Help me, Ya Allah.
Will you just sit here and pray? Go, make some efforts, and try to find a way for us. The children are hungry. Please, Noman, please.
Okay. I will think of something. I will think.
Ya Noman, no one will help you here in Baghdad to stand again in the market. The drought affected all traders and even rulers and princes.
So what do you suggest, Uthman? You are my best friend. I can't continue borrowing money from you daily to feed my family.
I suggest you travel. Travel, Noman.
Travel? Where? And what will happen to my family?
I will look after your family until you come back. But travel outside of Baghdad. The land of Allah is vast. Go to a rich land outside of Arabia and start your trade again from the start, or even go to any of the Muslim rulers and seek their help there.
And who will I go to?
Go to Armenia. I heard they want Abdullah ibn Malik. He is a pious ruler and his country is enjoying the blessings of Allah and it wasn't affected by the drought. I'm sure he will look after you and he will honor you and maybe he will give you some money to start your business again.
But why he will look after me specially? I think I need a recommendation letter from someone here in Baghdad.
I know that the Prince Yahya ibn Khalid is a close friend of the ruler of Armenia. Ask him for a recommendation letter to help you.
I don't think he will even write this letter for me. And he don't know me.
Well, then just write the recommendation letter yourself and sign instead of Yahya.
What? You mean to forget? To falsify it?
You have no other option.
But what if the ruler of Armenia discovered the issue? He will hang me.
How will he discover it? How? I'm telling you, he is his best friend. He won't even doubt it. And you are harming no one. Just write it and try your luck.
You think so?
Yes.
All right. I will try. And I will move tomorrow morning to Armenia. Insha'Allah.
Fi amanillah.
Nastawdi'ukum Allah. This is the final issue for today, Prince Abdullah.
All right, then we stop the court for today and write to all the towns of Armenia to collect the zakat on time because we want to send to the poor people of Arabia.
Sayyidi?
What's happening, soldier?
A messenger from Baghdad is seeking permission to enter.
Who sent him?
He says your friend Yahya ibn Khalid from Baghdad sent him with a message.
What? My friend? Strange indeed. Let him enter.
Assalamu alaykum, Hadrat al-Amir.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am Nu'man ibn Bashir, a trader from Baghdad. Sayyidi, I lost my trade due to the crooks' attacks this year. And as you know, the drought hit Baghdad, and no one offered me any help to stand again and to build my trade. So I come to you from your friend Yahya ibn Khalid, who sent me. He wrote for you this recommendation letter. Help me, please. He spoke a lot about your justice and kindness and generosity.
I see. Take the letter from him, soldier, and read it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From Yahya ibn Khalid to my best friend Abdullah ibn Malik. Amma ba'd, we wish that you are in the best of health and iman, and that may Allah help you and increase you in higher ranks in this life and in the next life. Please help the poor trader Nu'man ibn Bashir, the carrier of this letter, and shower your generosity upon him, for we know you as a noble, kind man. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Are you sure this is from Yahya ibn Khalid, Mr. Nu'man?
Yes, of course. Wallahi, I just arrived now from Baghdad.
Soldier, give me this letter. Let me check it. I see. This is a false letter, Nu'man. Islam does not allow us to falsify the letters and lie using other people's names.
Huh? What? It's not a false letter, Sayyidi. It's not false.
Don't continue with this lie. I know the letter in words of Yahya, and I know very well how he signs his letters. This is not his signature.
Sayyidi, this is his letter. I just arrived from Baghdad, and the traders of the country, they know me. They know me here. I'm from Baghdad. Wallahi, I'm from Baghdad.
All right, soldier. Take him out and keep him by the door and wait for my orders.
Sama'an wa ta'a.
So what do you suggest, ministers? This man falsified a letter of recommendation to take some money to start his business again.
Seems he didn't know the enmity between you and Yahya bin Khalid.
He deserved to be hanged for his lies.
I suggest we lash him.
Bi'sar Rai, what a bad opinion and consultation you gave me. You want me to kill a man just because he falsified a letter of recommendation? Maybe he is truly in need of money because of the drought.
So what will you do?
Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Man naffasa an muslimin kurbatan min kurabi dunya naffasa Allahu an kurbatan min kurabi yawmil qiyamah wa may yassara ala mu'sirin yassara Allahu alayhi." He who helps a Muslim and removes his difficulty, Allah will remove his difficulty on the day of Qiyamah. And he who helps a Muslim in trouble, Allah will make it easy for him.
So you have decided to conceal him?
Let's continue the same hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And he who conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults in this life and the hereafter. Soldiers, let him enter. Enter, enter. Listen, Oman, we have discovered your lie, and we are not going to punish you. We know for sure that this letter is not from Yahya. But I have decided to give you some money to help you start a small business. But repent to Allah, Nu'man, and don't ever do it again. Don't ever lie.
What? I don't lie, sir. I don't lie. This is a true message from your friend Yahya bin Khalid, and it's not falsified. And if you don't wish to accept the message, then give it to me. And it's fine. I will just go away.
I see. So you're insisting that the letter is his, and you refuse my offer?
It's a true message, Sayyidi. It's a true message.
All right, since you insist, we will send your letter with one of my soldiers to Yahya in Baghdad. And if he says it's his letter, then I will fulfill it and give you even more than what you asked for. And if he rejected the message and he says it's a false letter, then you will be severely punished and you will get nothing but the jail.
Alas, what have I done? I should have just accepted his first offer.
Soldier, take this message now. Take this letter and travel now to Baghdad and hand it over to Yahya bin Khalid and ask him if it's his letter or if this man is a liar.
Okay, Sayyidi.
Ya Allah, help me. Help me, Ya Allah. Do not expose me, please. I repent to you. I shall never come back to this again. Please, Ya Allah, forgive me and shelter. You know my situation, and you know what pushed me to do this. But I was indeed ignorant and mistaken. Forgive me, Ya Allah, and shelter me. Innaka anta sattarul halim.
Sayyidi, a messenger from Abdullah ibn Malik, the ruler of Armenia, is seeking permission to enter.
Abdullah ibn Malik? I wonder what's behind him. Let him enter.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What's the matter?
Sayyidi, Abdullah ibn Malik sent me with this letter, which was brought to us by a man named Nu'man ibn Bashir. He claimed that you gave him letter of recommendation to receive some money to start his business again. We just need to confirm if this message is true or falsified by this man, so that we can punish him.
I see. Give me that letter.
Here it is, sir.
Wait for me outside.
Okay, sir.
What's your opinion, friends? This is a trader from Baghdad who falsified a letter of recommendation and put my name on it to earn some money I never sent him.
I suggest you expose his lies to Abdullah and let him punish him.
Bi'sar Ra'i, what a bad consultation you have given me. You want me to expose a man who sought help through my name? He made a mistake indeed, but I cannot reveal his mistake and expose him, especially when there is no harm in it. And he is in real need of money. I know this man. Was he not that trader whose goods were confiscated last month by the thieves on the road to Sham?
Yes, I think he is.
I don't think it's good morals to expose him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man satara musliman, satarahu Allah fi dunya wal akhirah." He who conceals the faults of a believer, Allah will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah.
But then how can we conceal such a sin?
Had he exposed his faults publicly, then we would have punished him. It's recommended, according to Islam, to admonish this man in private. Maybe he'll stop the sin and repent to Allah. I have decided not to expose him. And maybe this incident will be a reason for reconciliation between me and Abdullah ibn Malik. I shall write for him a kind message, approving to him that this man was sent by me.
As you like.
Write down the following. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From Yahya ibn Khalid al-Barmaki to Abdullah ibn Malik, Hafidahullah. We have received your respected messenger and honored him. And I wish that you too honor my messenger, Nu'man ibn Bashir, who we sent to you, hoping for your generosity after the drought afflicted our lands. And we ask Allah that he grants you great success in this life and in the year after. Ameen, ameen. Soldier, come in. Come closer. Give this letter of mine to Abdullah ibn Malik. This is my reply.
Okay, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Oppressed both of them, indeed.
Who do you mean?
I mean the trader, Nu'man. Inna ba'da dhanni ithma. Indeed, some of the thoughts can be wrong and sinful. We thought he was a liar, but here is Yahya himself, confessing that he sent him.
But you said this is not his writing.
Maybe some of his friends or writers brought the letters of recommendation instead of him. He was embarrassed to ask for help from me and to write it himself. He forgot all of the enmity between us and sent for his old friend, seeking help and assistance.
So what now?
Wallahi, I will send a caravan of support and help, and another one for Nu'man, and another one for the people of Baghdad. Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Kana Allah fi auni al-abd ma dam al-abdu fi auni akhi"? Allah will be in support of his servant as long as he supports his fellow brother. And wallahi, I will send him a message apologizing for thinking bad about him. And I will invite him to visit me. Soldier, go to Nu'man now and take him out of the prison. Free him and dress him smartly and tell him that we have confirmed the letter. And he has been proven truthful. And we shall give him more than what he asked for.
Sayyidi, 3 caravans of goods and provision have ended Baghdad and coming towards your palace. And a man by the name Nu'man from the caravan have arrived with a message for you.
Let him enter quickly.
Assalamu alaykum, Sayyidi.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
May Allah shelter you like how you sheltered me. I am Nu'man ibn Bashir.
I see.
And I have come to you with this message from your friend Abdullah ibn Malik. And he sent with me 3 caravans of provision. One for you, and one for me, and one for the people of Baghdad. As for my caravan, I give it all to you and to the Muslimin. For I repent to Allah sincerely from my sin of falsifying the letter. Please forgive me, sir.
Show me the message of Abdullah. Allahu Akbar, my friend Abdullah has forgotten the enmity between us and has invited me to visit him. Subhanallah. And he even apologized to me. Alhamdulillah. Listen, Nu'man, what you have done for me is even more than what I have done to you. So I allow you to take whatever you need from the caravan Abdullah has given to you to start your trade again. And the rest of it will go to the poor Muslims. And thereafter, you may leave freely. May Allah accept your repentance.
Ameen, ameen. Jazakallahu ahsan al-jaza.
Whoever commits evil or wrongs his soul, then implores God for forgiveness, will find God forgiving and merciful.